This is a statement of purpose for Elmtree House Retirement Home in Newton Lee Willows. Elmtree House exists for the benefit of its residents. We are a home from home, where residents are assured of safety and comfort. Our objectives are to support our residents in enjoying life and in maintaining their dignity, independence and individuality. To these ends, Elmtree House operates with transparency and welcomes the involvement of the wider community. We are registered with the Care Quality Commission. Elmtree House offers the facilities we all expect from our homes these days, with the modifications necessary to support people of varying physical or mental abilities. All bedrooms are equipped with hand basins, and some have ensuite toilets. There are three communal bathrooms, equipped to support a range of physical abilities and personal preferences. One is equipped with a state-of-the-art high-low bath, with an electronically controlled chair and a bathtub that rises. Another bathroom has a walk-in bath and also a disabled shower. The third is a specially adapted shower room. There are also five further toilets around the house, including a wheelchair-friendly one on the ground floor. Mobility. Residents are encouraged to move around and make full use of the communal space in the house. To facilitate that, there is a passenger lift and chair lifts on the main stairs. Most of the ground floor is communal space. There is a large TV lounge at the front of the house and another lounge at the heart of the house, which contains a carer's station where residents are welcome to interact with the care staff. At the back of the house is a conservatory dining room where residents may eat together and relax. This conservatory also contains a large widescreen TV, but it can act as a quiet area where residents may receive visitors if they choose. Residents may have their own TVs in their rooms if they wish. Good communications. Residents are encouraged to stay in touch with friends, family and their official representatives as much as possible by phone, post, fax or the internet. Assistance is available to help them make use of these services when necessary. There are two phone lines connected to cordless handsets and a large button phone for ease of dialing. Elmtree House is also equipped with a fax and a fast broadband internet connection that's available for use by or on behalf of residents. The home is also fitted with a loop system to assist hearing aid users. Outdoor space. The veranda outside the conservatory at the back of the house offers a safe place for our EMI and other residents to take the air in good weather. There is a patio area at the side of the house with a raised ornamental fish pond and tables and chairs, which offers a pleasant place for residents to relax and entertain family and friends. There is also a small greenhouse for use by everyone who enjoys gardening and potting plants. At the front of the house, a large car park has been created to facilitate visiting relatives and friends and to aid access to any specialised transport residents may need. Special services. Care plans. Every resident of Elmtree House has a care plan, compiled with the involvement of the resident, their relatives, GP and social worker where appropriate. The plan includes a relevant social and medical history, preferences around daily routine and diet, social interests and activities, contacts, i.e. family and friends, and arrangements for attending religious services. It also contains practical details, including a risk assessment and management plan, as well as GP, community, nursing or therapeutic services required. Catering. Elmtree House has its own fully equipped kitchen and is staffed by two cooks and further support staff who work on a rota system. Menus are planned on a weekly basis with a 6-weekly consultation meeting to gain residents' input on ideas and preferences. The menu is posted in the dining room every day and residents are free to make their own choice of food and where to eat. Meals are served in the communal dining areas or in residents' own rooms if they wish or if their needs dictate. Drinks and snacks are provided at certain times between meals and on request. Special dietary needs are similarly accommodated and dietetic, swallowing and speech therapists are also available through GP referrals where necessary. Birthdays are usually celebrated with a special buffet plus a cake and cards. Relatives are invited. Other family celebrations can be facilitated on request. Laundry. Linen and clothing are laundered on-site by the care staff or housekeepers. The laundry is off-limits to residents and is run in strict accordance with health and safety requirements. Minor repairs to clothing are carried out by staff as and when required. Cleaning. The housekeeping team cleans 7 days a week all over the home, including the residents' rooms. In addition, residents' rooms receive a special once weekly top and bottoming session when furniture is moved for a thorough cleaning. Before a new resident moves in, their room is refurbished for a truly fresh start. Residents are encouraged to personalise their rooms with photographs, pictures and furniture if possible. Security. The safety and security of residents and staff at Elmtree House is paramount. There are 24-hour electronic entry locks and alarms on main external doors, and visitors sign in and out. Residents may hold a key and lock their rooms if they wish, unless this would be against the interests of their personal safety. Each bedroom can offer a lockable facility for safe custody of medicines and valuables if required. Residents are requested to inform staff on leaving and returning to the house for security and fire and safety reasons. Management of personal monies. A lockable facility is available in each bedroom if required, where residents may keep their personal money. However, residents are advised not to keep large sums of cash in their rooms. On request, the manager will hold money and keep an account for an individual's minor day-to-day expenses. In the case of more substantial sums, it is preferable for a relative or person with power of attorney to handle personal money. General maintenance, health and safety. Maintenance of the house and grounds is carried out in accordance with all relevant environmental, health and safety regulations, including monitoring and testing fire safety, electrical, gas, water, lighting and heating systems. Regular fire drills and training are carried out for the safety of residents and staff. Life at Elmtree House. The home's EMI facility provides a haven for elderly people who have varying degrees of dementia. Here they are assured of safety and may enjoy freedom within a secure environment. The home strives to provide continuous care to residents for life, working towards this goal with GPs, community nursing and allied professional teams who provide advice and prescribed medicines. Activities and participation. There are a range of organised activities which residents are encouraged to take part in. These include weekly bingo sessions and a sing-song, regular visits from professional entertainers, as well as staff-organised entertainment. Main holidays and birthdays merit special celebrations, and there are biannual parties where everyone, including the local community, is invited to join in. Activities are announced on the notice board, along with photographs and reports of recent events, and residents are encouraged to comment and add suggestions as they wish. Individuals with particular hobbies are encouraged to pursue these and are given support to do so as the need arises. Residents are escorted out on shopping expeditions or for community activities from time to time as staffing permits. The home has its own liveried car and a minibus is also hired on occasions for trips and meals out. The residents' meeting, held several times a year, is a forum for debate where people can express ideas, suggestions and criticisms. Quality assurance questionnaires give the opportunity for residents and their families to provide feedback on our service and make suggestions on how we can improve. Outside these meetings, residents are encouraged to communicate freely with staff and management and to bring up any issues or concerns as they arise. Visitors. Residents are encouraged to have as much contact with family and friends as possible. Visitors are welcome whenever it is convenient for the resident, and residents are free to choose whether to entertain their guests in the privacy of their own room or in the communal areas. Mealtimes are protected to afford residents privacy whilst eating, although guests are welcome to join in meals with residents without charge. Visitors who would be arriving after 9 p.m. are asked to make a prior arrangement, and all visitors are required to sign in and out for fire safety and security. Residents are asked to inform staff when they are going out and given approximate time of return if possible for their own safety. Relatives inclusion. Relatives of residents have access to the management and care team for informal or more formal pre-arranged meetings. Relatives of an individual resident are invited to share their thoughts and feelings about the services and care provided and discuss any changes or improvements they would wish to make. Religious observance. It is the policy of Elmtree House to support residents' spiritual convictions, whatever their religious persuasion. Attendance at Sunday services is offered, and a local Protestant vicar visits at least 5 times a year for special services. Catholic services can also be made available, as will other spiritual representatives when the need arises. Privacy and dignity. The management and staff of Elmtree House know it is essential that care never means condescension. Residents must be treated with respect. Thus, residents are addressed in their preferred manner and are provided with services that respect their beliefs and their rights. This is promoted by dignity champions. Residents are offered keys to their rooms, except when this may compromise the resident's safety, and accessed by authorised staff in the absence of the resident is by permission only or in an emergency. Members of staff knock and introduce themselves before entering bedrooms, bathrooms and toilets. Where intimate personal care is required, residents are assisted in privacy away from other residents or visitors in a way which minimises their exposure or vulnerability, such as using appropriate lifting equipment or care aids. Respect. When addressing a resident, staff ensure their behaviour is appropriate, such as not sharing personal information in public, and by supporting the resident's ability to understand, which may simply mean making sure a hearing aid is in place and switched on. Residents are equipped, encouraged, and assisted to carry out as much as possible for themselves. Where they are unable to carry out any task or function, they are involved in the management of it. Accommodation. There are 20 single bedrooms spread over two floors. 17 bedrooms equal or exceed government guidelines in terms of size, and all bedrooms have ensuite facilities of a hand basin or toilet and hand basin. Three bedrooms are below 10 metres squared. One is 9.4 and two are 9.7 metres squared. The occupancy of these rooms is determined by an assessment of mobility and degree of assistance required by a potential occupant. The average size of single bedrooms, excluding ensuite areas, is 12.2 metres squared. All residence rooms are fitted with call units, as are all bathrooms and lavatories and communal areas. In addition to their own rooms, Elmtree House offers residents a communal TV lounge, a large lounge area, a conservatory dining room with TV patio and garden, outdoor al fresco dining patio with fish pond, small greenhouse for gardening enthusiasts, and a sheltered veranda. EMI facility. This comprises 15 bedrooms, together with large communal spaces and a bright conservatory in which EMI and non-EMI residents may mix if they so wish. There is also a secure outdoor patio and garden where residents are encouraged to enjoy good weather in safety. Fire precautions and emergencies. Elmtree House meets the most stringent fire safety regulations. There is an integrated fire alarm system with smoke detectors in every bedroom, in addition to smoke or heat detectors, emergency lighting, clearly marked emergency exits, fire doors and alarm call points throughout the building. There are up-to-date fire plans by the main entrance, backed by a floor fire plan on its appropriate floor. All staff receive regular training and practice in fire containment and evacuation procedures, and take part in fire drills. Staff are also trained in the handling of other emergencies, such as enlisting the assistance of ambulance or police services. Admissions policy. On applying for residency at Elmtree House, an assessment of the applicant's needs is carried out to ensure that the facilities and care offered are appropriate for that person, and that we will be able to fulfil our mission to accommodate that individual in comfort and safety. The assessment of needs is carried out by the manager or their designated senior member of care staff against set criteria, provided to applicants as part of the application pack. Contract. On coming to live at Elmtree House, each resident is provided with a statement of terms and conditions. Where the resident is purchasing care privately, this forms part of their contract. Where social services are acting on behalf of the resident, the contract is with them. Residence Guide. Every resident is given a printed copy of the Elmtree House Residence Guide. This contains a brief overview of facilities available, details of meal times, etc. The guide can also be made available in a large print format or an audio tape on request. Placement reviews. Residents' placement and care plans are reviewed monthly. Where appropriate and with the resident's agreement, relatives are welcome to be involved. A satisfaction survey is carried out by the manager annually, and residents or their relatives are invited to speak to the registration authority at their annual inspection. Complaints policy. A copy of the complaints policy is provided to all new residents at Elmtree House, and an abbreviated version is kept on the notice board. This details the various ways in which complaints or concerns can be raised with staff, the role of management, written complaints procedure, and the involvement of the Care Quality Commission and St Helens Council. Management and staff. Management. The registered manager of Elmtree House is Mrs. Beverly Steele. Mrs. Steele has over 38 years of experience in the care and auxiliary services, including 21 at Elmtree. She holds a higher national certificate in managing health and care services, is an A1 National Vocational A1 Assessor, and has the NVQ Level 4 Registered Managers Award, and has completed 6 steps end-of-life care. Staffing. Personal care and other services are delivered by dedicated teams of staff who receive training in all aspects of their work, including our philosophy of care, as well as mandatory health and safety training. All care staff have received training in EMI care and are required to take refresher courses on a regular basis. As a member of the National Care Homes Association, Elmtree House has ready access to new care certificate training programmes, and at least 90% of our care staff already have or are currently working towards achieving QCF qualification at a minimum of Level 2. Staffing levels, which are set by the Care Quality Commission, CQC, ensure that residents have access to staff 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The staff team is split into 4 sections, managed and supervised by the manager and the deputy manager, Mrs. Karen Chadwick. Mrs. Chadwick also identifies and organises staff training and appraisals and residents' care planning. Care. Elmtree House has 3 senior carers, 3 acting senior carers and 10 care assistants. In addition, the manager and deputy manager are both proactive in supporting care staff in the delivery of care. Catering. Elmtree House has a senior chef and cook who cover all 7 days between them. The senior chef holds a City and Guild certificate in catering, as well as a food hygiene certificate. The cook holds a QCF Level 2 in care and is training towards a QCF certificate in hospitality and catering. Domestic. We have 2 housekeepers. Both are trained to a high standard in infection control. Maintenance. Everyday maintenance is managed by our handyman. Other maintenance of the house and grounds is currently contracted out to relevantly qualified professionals as a need arises. Other staff. A number of community services are available to residents on a regular basis, including GP and district nurse visits, plus community health care services as and when required, with weekly visits by private chiropodists, together with the NHS nail care service, and hairdressers. For private chiropody and dental care, fees may be chargeable by the respective practitioners. For providing staff to accompany residents in the case of emergency hospital admissions and for some hospital appointments, the home reserves the right to charge a call-out fee and to recover any transport costs incurred. Please consult the manager for fee information. Recruitment of staff and volunteers is undertaken in accordance with the requirements of the CQC in respect of disclosure and barring service, references and induction. Registration. Elmtree House is registered with the Care Quality Commission. The address is CQC HSCA, Citygate, Gallowgate, Newcastle-upon-Tyne, NE1 4PA. Telephone 030-00-616161. Email uppercase hsca_registration@cqc.org.uk. Regulated activity, accommodation for persons who require nursing or personal care. Registration certificate number 1-171501062. Certificate date, 14/12/2012. Provider ID, 1-101608706. Service provider, Living Developments Limited. Responsible individual, Mr. V. Daswani, Bachelor of Education. Registered office, Linton House, 23 Mapesbury Road, London, NW2 4HS. The address of Elmtree House is Elm Tree House Residential Care Home, 32 Crow Lane West, Newtonley Willows, Merseyside, WA12 9YG. Telephone 01925 291 492, fax 01925 228727, email elmtreerest home@aol.com. How to get to Elm Tree House? By road. Take the M6 to Junction 23, exit to join the A49 heading south for 1 mile, as far as the roundabout with the Oak Tree Pub. Turn right along Crow Lane, the A572, for 0.7 miles. Elm Tree House is on the right. By rail. Earlstown Mersey Rail Station, which connects with Liverpool and Manchester, is about a 15-minute walk away. By bus. The 420 Warrington to Vulcan Village, or the 602 Ashton Library to Earlstown, stop practically outside our front door. Other buses that run very close by are the 14 Prescott to Earlstown, 20 St Helens Haydock Newton Le Willows, the 603 Ashton Heath Newton Community Hospital, and the 141 St Helens to Newton Le Willows.